Zimbabwe.
Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington, this Tuesday, February the 7th, 2023. I am Tungamile Nkomo. Tonight, we are focusing on Zimbabwe's war against drugs and substance abuse, with police saying they arrested some 277 people yesterday under the so-called Operation Not to Dangerous Drugs and Illicit Substances, bringing the total number of arrests to 636 since the launch of this campaign last week, targeting both drug users and dealers. Lichona njani sihlobo siyahlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo olwe Live Talk, The Connection. Lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lokubotshwa kwabantu abasebenzisa izidakamizwa kanye labazithengisayo phansi kohlelo lwamapholisa olwe Operation Not to Dangerous Drugs and Illicit Substances. Amapholisa azise namuhla ukuthi izolo abophe abantu abangamachumi phose amathathu 277 elizweni lonke jikelele njalo athi selokhe esungulele oluhlelo lokulwisana lezidakamizwa ngeviki edluleyo asebophe abantu abangamakhulu edlula ayisi-2 per 636. Kwazwayi vatereri nhasi muchirongwa cheLive Talk, The Connection, tiri kutarisa chirongwa chemapurisa chekusunga vanotengesa zvinodhaka uye vanozvishandisa. Mapurisa azivisa nhasi padande mutande reTwitter kuti nezuro akasunga vanhu mazana maviri nemakumi manomwe nemanomwe 277 munyika yese. Izvo zvakakwiza uwandu hwevanhu vatosungwa pari pasi pechirongwa cheOperation Not to Dangerous Drugs and Illicit Substances kusvika pamazana matanhatu nemakumi matatu nevatanhatu 636 kubvira svondo rapfuura. Before we dive in deeper, first some news from America. U.S. President Joe Biden will this evening deliver his State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress, where he is expected to tackle both domestic and foreign affairs, ranging from inflation in the United States to the Russian war in Ukraine. While the cost of living remains high for many Americans, Biden will likely take a victory lap over his handling of the economy, after figures out Friday showed employers created 517,000 jobs last month, dipping the unemployment rate to just 3.4%, the lowest since 1962. This is President Biden's first State of the Union address since Republicans took control of the House of Representatives last month, in a milestone on the path to the 2024 presidential election. Will Mr. Biden's second annual State of the Union speech be a rerun of the first, or will he cover new ground? Analysts lay out what they expect to hear from the president in this yearly speech before a Congress that is no longer completely on his side. VOA's Anita Powell reports from Washington.
Ukrainian ambassador to the United States.
This is the chance for President Joe Biden to lay out his priorities before the newly sworn in Congress.
Days ahead of Tuesday night's speech, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre warned that the speech is often reworked until the very last moment. But, she said, some topics are a safe bet.
The significant economic progress we're seeing under his leadership, his economic vision that's building our economy from the bottom up and middle out, the historic pieces of legislation passed into law over the last 2 years, which are creating good, paying middle class jobs and delivering real results for people by fixing our roads, bridges, tunnels, lowering costs on everyday goods.
But, says historian Jeremy Suri, this policy speech is also and always politicized. He spoke to VOA on Zoom.
The politics matter for policy. So this is the opportunity the president has each year to try to set the agenda and to frame the public debate in ways that will benefit him and his party, but also hopefully create pressures toward the policy goals that he has.
Suri said he expects Biden to revisit his previous remarks on the soul of the nation and what he sees as threats to democracy from the far right. The war in Ukraine is also likely to come up, as it did a year ago, when it was in its infancy and Biden spoke of the West's need to help the nation fend off the Russian invasion. Biden has also said his administration wants new laws on abortion, gun violence, and police reform. But he faces a challenge. Congress holds the power to pass laws, and the opposition Republican Party now controls one of the two chambers. New House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, who will take his seat behind the president on Tuesday, is locked in a debate with Biden over how to spend American taxpayer money. Republicans seek major cuts to government spending.
I've been very clear. The current path we're on, we cannot sustain. We got to change the directory to put ourselves on a path to balance. How we get there will be our discussions.
And Suri says people will be watching McCarthy's reactions as he sits behind Biden during the address.
If he frowns, if he shows his displeasure, he looks dyspeptic. He looks like he's not cooperative. He looks like he's an extremist. But if he looks too happy to engage with President Biden, then of course he will alienate the far right in his party, the small group within his party and within the House who are demanding that he take on the president.
This mix of politics, policy, pomp, and personalities will be on full display when Biden speaks Tuesday night. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
Thank you there, VOA's Anita Powell reporting. Now to our main topic. Zimbabwe police have launched a war against drugs and substance abuse prevalent among young people. As said already, police spokesperson Paul Nyati said on Twitter today, they arrested 277 people yesterday nationally, taking the cumulative figure of arrests under the so-called Operation Not Too Dangerous Drugs and illicit substances to 636. Under this campaign, the police are stopping and searching vehicles and people looking for drugs and illicit substances such as skin creams and illegal liquor. Those found using drugs are also arrested. And the question is this a good strategy? Can it work? And how do you prosecute the war on drugs without violating people's human rights? And now to help us answer these questions, we are joined by human rights lawyer Kennedy Masiye, based in Texas here in the United States, and Tania Marumga, director of the organization Zimbabwe People Who Use Drugs. Thank you very much, both. Let me start off with Mr. Masiye. Mr. Masiye, you are a human rights lawyer. We have seen since last week, police are stopping cars, stopping people, and conducting, you know, searches for drugs and what they are calling illegal substances. And the question of human rights is being raised by human rights lawyers like yourself. How do you strike a balance there?
Yes, thank you very much for bringing me to the show and also for raising those important questions. Yes, it's always a delicate situation when you are dealing with the right to liberty. The right to liberty is guaranteed in our constitution. And when it comes to, when it comes to searches that do not have warrants, which are called warrantless searches or arrests, There has to be standards that have to be met. There has to be, a good basis for the search, and that is at law we say reasonable suspicion that offences are being committed in a particular area or space. So when it comes to these issues, it's always a delicate situation where you have to take into consideration the constitutional rights, to liberty, and also the personal right of the people who are, subjected to this policing.
And let me give you an example of myself, Mr. Masiye. A few years ago, I was still in Zimbabwe. I was walking to my apartment from downtown, and I passed these police officers, and I didn't have my dreadlocks, but they perceived me to be a Rasta. Then this guy said to me, Rasta, miraipapo. Then I was like, I didn't even stop. I continued walking. Then one of them ran up to me. He says, "Ko Rasta, chuti miraipapo, ozukunzwaere." Then I was like, "What do you want?" Zvikanzi kwandiri, toda kukusecha. I was like, "Mondi secha modei." Zvikanzi toda mbanje. Ndikati, "Where is the warranty? Search warranty rikupi?" Zvikanzi, "Rasta, hatizi kutamba panapa." And knowing the Zimbabwean police, they can be very brutal. So I was like, I didn't have anything to hide. I was like, okay, go ahead and search me. Vagandi search, and obviously they didn't find anything. Then they let me go. And I'm imagining there's worse happening right now with this campaign.
Yes, those are some of the things that we as human rights lawyers worry about when it comes to, our police force in Zimbabwe. The issue of professionalism itself, really clouds the good intentions that they might have. We know that in Zimbabwe right now, there's a scourge of, drug abuse, and there's a scourge of people selling drugs, which are hard and very dangerous. But this in itself is not complemented by the professionalism that we expect from our police force. Dragnet arrests themselves are obviously unconstitutional. You cannot just go about arresting everyone in order to investigate. The police have to investigate first, and they have a reasonable suspicion that, in fact, those drugs are, within the possession of those people. So those are some of the things that we will be looking at when we're looking at, the rights that people have. People cannot be arrested first, then searched later or an offense be found later and so forth. The police should be professional in their conduct. And if they are professional in their conduct and they are really arresting those people using the standards that are expected for policing, then that is recommended. But if they are dealing in such a way that they violate people's rights, and also they behave like in the situation that you face, which is quite unfortunate, where just because of your appearance, they think that you are selling drugs or you are in possession of drugs. That in itself is unprofessional and surely infringes the rights of a citizen who should be at liberty to move wherever they want to move.
Siyabonga, Mr. Masiye, and I know you said you have another engagement, Mr. Masiye, but if you still have time, you can stay with us, but if you're out of time, you can go, but I would appreciate if you can stay. Ndiyamuzwanapo ubaba, uKennedy Masiye, ligqwetha, kuluma ngokuthi hayi, kuvamile mpela kungatholakala ukuthi okulemikhankaso enje yokulwisana kuthiwa kulwisana lesidakamizwa. Ungathola abantu sebenyathelelwa amalungelo sebehlukuluzwa ngamapholisa. Ngimphe umzekeliso walokho okwenzakala kimi ngomunye umnyaka ngiseZimbabwe ngiyahamba etown kompana wobulawayo ndlula eBulawayo Center ntambama. Ngiyakulokuze nefletini lami ngiyamiswa ngamapholisa. ati kimi rasta mira ipapo, rasta mana konapo, mna ngazihambela ngaqhubeka ngihamba. Then omunye wabo uyagijima uza kimi, uthi kati rasta sitimana lapho wena uqhubeka uhamba indaba, mna ngithi umisa mina ungimiselani. Uthi sifuna ukusetsha, mna leya nisetsha lidingani, uthi azidingi mbanje. Ngathi abantu laba bayangihlolela or kanjani. Ngathi ingaphi i-search warrant. Bathi arasta sidlale babuya bangisetsha ke baziswele imbanje zabo bangekela ngahamba. Khonapho kwakungela campaign yama-drugs esiyibonayo. So umbuzo engiwubuza lamhla ukuthi njengoba kuthiwa sokule campaign abantu abasebenzisa isidakamizwa bayabotshwa, abazithengiswayo bayabotshwa. What more, what worse can happen to abantu bakithi, abantu beZimbabwe? Ingamukele njalo uTania Marumbwa wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe People Who Use Drugs, ngudirector waleyo nhlanganiso. Tania, 277 people babotshiwe izolo eZimbabwe, bebotshelwa ukusebenzisa izidakamizwa, abanye babotshelwa ukuzithengisa. Istrategy esisebenzayo yini lesi? Abantu abasebenzisa ama-drugs kumele babotshwe yini ukuze udubo lolu luphele, kumbe bamele bancediswe ngezinye indlela?
Ngiyaxolisa, namuhla I'm in a car, so there might be a bit of noise in the background. But indaba oyikhuluma yonke izisebuhlungu kakhulu, cause umuntu obotshwa yonke, they are right ukuthi bebotshwa the ones who are selling, laba batholakala with large quantities on their minds. But end user kasoze ethenge ehlale lento ezingu-50 engine. So indaba yabo leyo ukuthi they are arresting, and it's okay ukuthi they are searching and they are stopping and searching people on the spot, and but Zimbabwe is a sanctioned country. What I mean is ukuthi ama-drugs vele azahlala engena eZimbabwe, because they are either passing from South Africa going somewhere, or they are coming down to South Africa from somewhere, and anyone can be a person who sells drugs. And abantu abasebenzisa they're just an end user. So even if you arrest all of us, our jails, one, they don't have the capacity. Because it's a human rights violation, like what you're saying, Uguti, they were just suspicious of you. You were going to your flat, Lapana, Utuzane, the high private, Plawari Center, and then then they searched you, but they found that you had nothing. There are actually ways to, like, put resources. We talk about police as a thing of people do other, like, other criminal activities, aren't they? And drug, when you talk about drug use, aren't they? It's associated with criminal activity, because drug dealing is actually a criminal activity. Trafficking is a criminal activity, aren't they? So the biggest worry that the police should have is, how are these drugs getting to the country? How do they keep coming in? They can arrest all of us. Today, it's like more than a quarter of the population of Zimbabwe right now is people who are using drugs, aren't they? So are they going to arrest all of us, stuff us in prison for maybe being found with a packet of skunk, one bottle of codeine, you know, in small quantities? The people they should be arresting are the peddlers, yes. But no, that's the least of their worries. There's someone at the top of the chain. And some of these people are protected by the police. And the police know which of these people exist. Like, I won't give names, but here in Bulawayo, there are people who serve. Some are police, some are former police officers, some are protected by the police, and you cannot touch them. When the end user, you suffer. Uza keep my $10 really fine. Mina ngeke ngikhip ivanjiwe ku 6000 lapha. This was in 2017, I think. And then what happened next was so what happened next was nakhamba a police station, and then I paid. And then I paid for the fine. So what happened afterwards was disturbing. We actually get harassed sometimes by these police officers, aren't they? And then their least worry is me, who uses. I'm the least of their problems. If they arrest all of us, there's going to be new people who are going to start using. And if you not stop, a world without drug use is impossible, according to me. It's utopia. And these are my agents. You could have sued them over to they suspected you because they thought maybe because you're a rasta, you're in possession of marijuana, and which is not correct what they did. So that's my 2 cents right now. There is a program, mental harm reduction. Zimbabwe should adopt it. There is a proper policy document that is out there called the Zimbabwe National Drug Master Plan. This is a document that everything teaches you about what to do with people who use drugs. And you know, people can come seeking for assistance. If the police do this, in fact, they're pushing people who use drugs to hide instead of coming out in the open. If I admit to my drug use, and then I also need assistance, first I might get arrested, and because drug use is criminalized in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
It's not legal, but still, if we do it, and how many illegal activities are not supposed to be done in different countries, but are done despite the law being there, despite the enforcing all these serious laws, those harsh laws, and it will never stop, to be honest. And some of the people who, if you arrest them, you put them to prison, they suffer more. Because it's a general withdrawal. That would be a new strategy. And they should allow harm reduction to start in Zimbabwe. That is what I have to say right now.
Yeah, thank you. Tania Ungaika Chana Kubega Ubambile. That's Tania Marumga. Mo director wa Zimbabwe people who use drugs inhlanganiso yabantu abasebenzisa izidakamizwa izama ukuba ancedise ukuthi hayi bachiane lalomkhuba please do send by Tania and let's take a short break. We will be right back.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. Tonight, we are talking about Zimbabwe's war against drugs. Is arresting users a good idea? We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And our guest tonight is Kennedy Masie, a human rights lawyer based here in the United States, in the great state of Texas, as well as Tania Marumbwa, director of the organization Zimbabwe People Who Use Drugs. As Kuluma ngomkhankaso wokubopha abantu abasebenzisa izidakamizwa, kanye labazithengisayo amapholisa njengokusho kwethu ngaphambilini athi abophe abantu abangu-277 nationwide izolo abatholakale besebenzisa isidakamizwa ukuthi abanye ngabazithengisayo. Amapholisa intatheli zindaba yethu Ezra Jesus Panda uthethe umfanekiso kwenye roadblock the other day kuthanga, I think. Amapolisa etshengisa akutholileyo khonapho abasetsha khona abantu emabhasini lasezimoteni. Ngachaze kambona omunye wayele nhlanyelo embanje kuthwalayo, omunye beyithwele wathatha wajika ngewindi lebhasi. Ngathi madoda, inhlanyelo bazimisela abantu, kulabalimi labo bayasebenza. Ngize kuwe Tania, ukhuluma ngohlelo lapha uthi luthiwa yi-harm reduction. Akusichazisele ngalolo hlelo lwenzani kahle kahle. Alo Tania. Alo Tania Marumba, ukhona?
Hello? Can you please give me the question again? I didn't catch that.
Okay. Then Siti Mina, you talked about uhlelo kuthiwa yi harm reduction. Lwenzani kahle kahle lolu hlelo? Can you explain?
All right. So harm reduction and ma programs, ma practices, and no matter how no shanks no taka. Akusukufunga and jumele ukuthi umuntu akwazi ukubona kujikelele zokuthana wakhe manje because it's actually here in Zimbabwe if you say Zimbabwe people who use drugs we sit mu interministerial task force committee manje sinathenda ama meetings awo kiri under harm reduction pillar and this is a pillar kiri set a ministry kiri chair the ministry of health so social teenager tinoita zvekutarisa zveutano munhu akaita access to utano ine information inouya kwaari the people that he's spoken to so vanhu vatinosangana nawo so far vanofanisa zvinodhaka they've actually never heard of such a strategy because every time in Zimbabwe kuna one to say no what happens to the ones who have already said yes to drugs aren't they? They are there there's a lot there's others who are vatochembera vachishandisa madrugs yayaya and hachiperi, vabiki vavava, baiti shteta shukuba disisa, they don't know about demand reduction. Kuti vabiki vabiki, they can be taught about the dangers of drugs, and it's such a young age, kuti information ino pinda maya. If you know what to share, kuti utano wedi wakakanga nisi wa say, nima drugs. But if you have harm reduction, kuti vabiki vakuru, kwa kuna mamu nafira tu wabiku njanejo, kuti say no, siyana nejo no drugs. Nomuna anotorara miradoro nomuna patatuka muti sepo tanga wajika kusati wangu tanga wa uchitenge pezwa utano hwako kana uchiti mari wawana vamwe vaende kumba zvamutsoso nozomwana mari kana yapera toya dzidziswa kuti dai uchizwa kuti manager wo habit yako it's called managing your habits unoitawo zvinhu zvekumba kwete zvorwisana because vanhu vatakasangana nawo they say they have social problems which leads to drug use. But kuma kwacho kuzvitika because people can afford drugs aren't they? And the other thing that I wanted to say is harm reduction and muZimbabwe hamuna treatment center but mukatarisa maneighbors edu ana South Africa even other countries ana Kenya Mauritius yange ine like tight laws ekuti hazvita zvisina tombobvumidzi it's working
ndikubate muromo ipapo Tania you mentioned the Ministerial Task Force Against Drugs, which is chaired by yes. Minister Paul Mavima. I remember we talked about it yes. last week. And yes. today, again, I tried to get a comment from Minister Mavima. And abafone ra wana kupika phone. Then I sent him WhatsApp questions, but he is yet to respond. Also, Paul Nyati, the spokesperson, did not respond. But briefly, as we close the show, we only have 1 minute remaining. Would you say this ministerial task force that you sit in is effective?
You know, so far, they're failing to be effective because it's like only one pillar or two pillars rather. The supply, they fall under the supply reduction, meaning they reduce the coming in of those drugs and could be one way to access to them. But it's not working because the same people who are supposed to be preventing it, in a few cases that I've encountered, they are the same people who are going to my drugs because I'm not doing 50 kg and I'm not doing 50 kg. So I'm not doing 50 kg. Instead of kuti atore mari and strategy yokusunga vanhu haishandi.
Thank you, Tania. I'm sorry, we have to leave it there. We are out of time, and I promise I will bring you back again next time.
All right.
Yeah, thank you. That brings us to the end of our show. Thanks to our guest, Tania Marumba, director of the Zimbabwe People Who Use Drugs. as well as Mr. Kenneth Masie, a human rights lawyer. Let's make another date tomorrow, Zimbabwe. For now, good night, Zimbabwe. Libelo busuko buhle. I'm your host.